fifth anniversary program for Chaim Halpin.
The fifth, the more of the after, the DJ, I have a gun, a David Shlita. The fifth, Kalakol HaKadosh. Today is a very special day. We are marking the anniversary, first year, we're going to say a bit more than a year, of the one has to always give a shevach v'edo to Rebbeinu Shlomo, first of all, that we're zeichet to learn, that we're zeichet to come, a Yidu Baruch Hashem, healthy, and it's Ramach Abraham, it's Gidim, he can come, he can listen, he can see. Moedani lefunecho, Hashem elekara, kol hachesed, asher sisi emudi, asher ato usid las, it's imi, and we always have to be on the rakish, ala usid. I'm sure later, when he has Choshu will write some of the Shashiva, but I would like to share with you a Machshava which would be a chizik for Indian of Limud HaTorah to start the day with Limud HaTorah. A Raya and a thought, Mahalach HaMachshava in this week's parasha. I'd like to first be Machdim. In Shulchan Aruch, I think we've mentioned this before, there's a whole Siman Kif Nien Hay. The Shulchan Aruch says, and I quote the words of the Machaber. After a person has finished davening in the morning, Yelech lebeis hamedrash. The Mishmur explains that the Beis Hamedrash is, in those days, used to be one place for tefillah, one place for Torah, and many places still Ado Yemazer, Beis HaKnesses is only miyuchet for tefillah. But the Mishmur says it's la'adach, it means after tefillah, one should go immediately to learn. V'yikba eis lilmoid. And one should be kuvia a time to learn. This is part of the kuvia's item of Torah. Although he thinks that early in the morning he's got a business deal, he's got a connection to make, he's got to speak to somebody. This is a kuvia's. It seems to be a different gather kuvia's than the other kuvia's item of Torah. Another kuvia's item of Torah, you can learn 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can have 5 o'clock, you can have 10 o'clock at night, as long as you're Kaveh Eitim L'Teira. There's a special Indian, as the Mishavir explains, Hayotze Mebeis HaKnesses Lebeis HaMedish Vo'oitzik B'Teira Zoicha Mekabu Pnei HaShchina Shneem HaYelchi Mechai L'Choy. So in Kviyat Eitim L'Teira there's a unique halacha that after Tefillah one should learn. The Mishavir says not always one can, although the Mechaber says that you should always do it even if you'll lose some business by not doing it. The Mishmur says a person to be an oinus. So at least one halacha after tefillah somebody one should learn. What's so special with Indian straight after tefillah one should learn something? What is the minor of this limud haTorah straight after that? I want to share with you a machshava. It has nothing to do with this week's parasha. The Shmasiyat Lishmaya maybe some chiddush, but it'll give us a new insight in our avodas Hashem, in our avodah of our daily life, how we're supposed to, our relationship between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Melech Malchut. In this week's parsha, we have the famous words of Yaakov Avinu: "Kotzointi mikol hachasudim mikol emes asher sisa sabdecho." Ki b'makli ovarti et hayadim hazeh v'atzo v'yisi l'shnei machmes. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm too small, I don't deserve all the chassidim and the emes that you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, have done. Ki b'makli ovarti et hayadim hazeh. When I came to Lovon and Eliphaz took everything away from me, the only thing which was left is my stick. V'yato v'yisi l'shnei machmes. The Torah, the Sefer HaTorah, ala Torah. And he asked a gewaldige kasha, a very powerful kasha. Poshe Pshati, therefore you should bother anyone who learns this pussy. Ki b'makli ovarti et hayadein hazeh. Hazeh is when you point at something. So he was by the yadein? He's not by the yadein. He's long past the yadein. Totally different. If you look at Nasi's pasha, Migdal Eder, totally different area. He could have said, "Kibamakli ovati seyaden." What the ovati seyaden has there? Take the Torah. Only you touch it. He's not standing by the yaden. And the Torah gives an answer, which the answer is maybe more difficult than the Kasha. His answer is as follows. The Hazer does not go on the Yardin. The Hazer refers to the stick. Kiva Makli, with my stick, Ovati at the Yardin. Which stick? Hazer. And he says that the Pshat and the Postik, otherwise, it should. So they said, Kiva Makli Hazer, Ovati at the Yardin. Pella the Keteris, the Torah brings it from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda ben Arosh. He did the brother that tells. What's the pshat? Ki b'makli ovati seyarim chazer. I'll tell you that there's a nifludik answer in the Sefer of Imre Emes, Al Tegei Rebbe, the Chassadik Tevucha. He says a vote, but I'll explain the vote, and we'll see that in this postik there's a gewaldige raya, a gewaldige machshove in the whole attitude that we have to have in our way to Hashem. I'll be makdim a vort from the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, in the Sefer, which is brought down the Sefer Toldos Uba, the Talmud of the Gaon. We all know the Meister, very famous Meister, with David and Goliath. David was taken the Michlag Tzoyim, he was a young boy, which in Pusik was a na. And he was prepared to fight this Goliath, this Gibor Otzon, which the Nach describes him as something which is terrifying. Now read out the Pusik. In Pusik states as a David HaMelech came. Vayomer David El Shor. David came to Shor and he said, Al Yipoy Leiv Odom Olof. Avdecho Yelech Vililuchem Am Pishtadeh. I will go and fight this Pishtadeh. Shaul advised David, don't go and fight him. You're young. Goliath is Ishmael Chomo. He's been trained. The Ishmael Chomo. And you, this young lad, this now, you won't be able to deal with him. And Shaul meant it with the emes. At this stage, Shaul didn't have any hatred to David. Shaul said to David HaMelech, you will not be able to, there's no chance you'll be able to fight this person. And that comes with an interesting quote. Vayomer David El Shaul. David says, I'm not scared. Why? Roya hoyo avdecho lo'ovi batzoy. I've been born as a roya. I'm a shepherd. And I'll tell you a story. Ivo huari bes hadoiv. And there came a lion and a bear, two powerful creatures, and they stole a lamb from the Eidah. And David HaMelech says, I was a young boy, I was a royal, I went after this lion and the kisiv, and I hit him with salted nepiz. And the lion jumped to me. So what did I do? Exactly this kunai the kisiv hamitiv. David, a young boy, fought a lion. Gvaldi gazach. Gam metzuari, v'gam adoi v'kravdecha. He fought not just a lion, he fought the bear. The bear was the gab of the lion. The lion he fought, and the bear was behind him, after him. And the lion was holding the sair. And he fought with a lion and with a bear. V'ho yu aplishti ol adeh ka'acha mehem. Ki cheiret ma'acha to the kumchad. So David HaMelech, Derech HaTever, it makes sense, Machtavim with David HaMelech, Koyach, with Yachid Shmaya, of course, and he managed to fight. I'm not scared. Minchashai is one of the Svarim which is very indicative. He says, I found in some Yusuf that instead of the word, the Nosso Se Meho Eide, says the Nosso Ze Meho Eide, with a diamond. It's a Torah. He says, what time is Manosu Zeh, Ma'eda? Zayin? Seh is with a C and Ishmael Tazayin. What's the Pshat Manosu Zeh? He says, a Torah. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, just is Nishka Torah. There's a Kri and a Ksiv. The Kri is Manosu Seh, Ma'eda, but written is Zeh. What's Pshat? Look, the Vilna Gaon, as the Medr states, that David HaMelech wanted to remember the net which happened. So what did he do? The Seh, eventually he shechted the Seh, he had the seh, maybe he brought it up as a cult, whatever it was, and he took the skin and he made a baguette from the skin, and every time he wanted to remember the chassidim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he would hold his baguette and say, ah, Ribbono Shel Olam, you made the nest. I thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for the nest. The nusu zeh meho eder. So zeh makes sense. He pointed to the baguette and said, this baguette reminds me of the nest which happened to the sun. I think that the Vilna Gaon is telling us. In Chovos Halvovos, the Shah HaBechina, and he's over there stating, Charedim B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. Charedim is a mitzvah dalet. They both say that there's a mitzvah satsayim in our Torah that a person should not just, you should thank the Ribbono Shel Olam when a chesed happens to him. Abo tzrichim lahoyda, it's chayla shel shapa. Hayu tzabei sasire. Somebody goes through the yam, a midbar. Not just this person has to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then a chadish something else. The chiyuv of hoydua to the Ribbono Shel Olam is that continuously a person should always remember the chassudim the Ribbono Shel Olam did to him from the day he was born ad hayoyim hazeh. And to repeat it again and again and again. RFP, a person, some people would not like to remember the childhood. Many people, the difficult childhood. I talk to people say, the past is buried to me. That's the way I cope, that's the way I deal with it. It depends which past. It depends which past. A person has two pasts. A person can have a past which is difficult, and also at the same time you can always find good points in the past. People have gone through the worst. People have gone through the camps, Siberia, Auschwitz, and I've spoken to many of these people on various occasions and times. They always found points of chassidim the Ribbono Shel Olam did in the worst times. And the Ben Yoyne Zuk, it's a mitzvah sasayim in Atayra that a person should search, be boided, and to find the chassidim of the Ribbono Shel Olam even when he went through a very difficult past. V'alachas kamo v'kamo, if he wasn't so difficult. And he learns it out from Kamo v'sikim. V'chartos kol haderech ha-shalichu ha-shalichu ba-midbo zeh abom shono v'ma'am ha-noitzkot. This is the pusuk that Ben Yoni uses. From there we learn out that this is a special mitzvah. A mitzvah deraisa, one of the tayat mitzvahs. And the Ben Yoni zok, and this is a mitzvah that a person can be mikayim, b'chol eitzu, b'chol shur, b'chol rega. This is not a mitzvah which a person has to do a mitzvah or say words. I feel it with mekoymes, where you can't do mitzvahs. By machshova, like a minan Ribbono Shel Olam. Ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. A person should from time to time think of the good that the Ribbono Shel Olam has done to him from the day he was born. Ad hayom hazeh. Look to Imre Emes. David HaMelech did exactly the same. This is the Mechazeh Eyoteh. The Ribbono Shel Olam did to him a chesed. B'shas Maise, David HaMelech, Vadim was misspelled to Ribbono Shel Olam, it's obvious when he did it. And he was Makhet Tovah, and there was a Gvaldi Yechesed. But the person tends to forget. Shikha is one of the things that happens to say that one forgets. And then one starts thinking, maybe the Hateva, maybe something else, maybe this, maybe that. Or a stammer person doesn't think about it. So David HaMelech made a Malbush. He made a beggar of this Seh. So he can always point and say, there. The Ribbono Shel Olam, I thank you b'chol eitzu b'chol shur on the gevaldi chesed that you did to me with this mess of the seh. Look to Imre Emes, out to Geir Rebbe, the Chatzadik Baruch Hu. Ki b'makli ovarti es hayadein hazeh. He wasn't standing by the yadin. He was far away from the yadin. But Yaakov Avinu never forgot the chesed. He visualized it in his eyes. He could see himself standing at the Yarden, alone, away from his father and mother, being chased and hunted by Esav and Eliphaz, all alone. Yaakov, who lived all the years protected, Yosef Ahulim, The Yankov Ish Emes has to go to Beis Lovan Harami. He had heard from his mother enough it went on in Beis Lovan Harami. He was standing all alone, mamish alone. Kiva Makli Ovati Es Hayadein. Years later, more than 20 years later, he could say Hazer. He could see it crossing the Yadin. How? Because he had the same stick. He had the same stick as then. What did he have to keep the stick? What did he have to have a stick for? Yankov didn't have to have a stick. Well, he used to say Yankov Raglov. Yankov was a giver chai. He had to walk with a stick. Now, did you say the Rebbe's have a special silver stick, a golden stick? I don't think the stick was made up of silver or gold. A makkel. They pushed the stick. What did he need a stick for? But the Me'emes, it's the same idea as the Zeh and the Seh. So that's pshat in the Torah, in the brother of the Torah, Behuda. Ki b'makli ovalti es hayadein hazeh. He wasn't standing by the Yadin. But he could pinpoint, he could point to the Yadin because he could see it alive. And to be able to help him, he had the makkel. So the makkel, the hazeh refers to the makkel which made the Yadin become hazeh. So it's both emes. The hazeh refers to the makkel, but it fits in the pshat. Kiba makri through the makkel, ovati es hayadin hazeh. The makkel reminds me, I can pinpoint, I can say, this yadin, yeah, I can see it. He's standing miles away, but he visualized it in his eyes. This is the avoider of our oversakdosh. Based on the Valdiga Medrash, in Tehillim, of the Pusik, Mate Izcho Yishlach Hashem Etzion. This is the Medrash in Tehillim. Machloi shel Yankov Bavini Nisha stayed by Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu the Machloi Elikim was the same Machloi. Zobud HaMelech Vayikach Machloi B'Yudoi same Machloi. Ve'osid Melech HaMashiach Lovoi im Machloi Zeh Shenema Matay Hashem Izcho Yishlach Tzion. This is the same Machloi. What is the same stick? This old stick has the same reason. But it's Machloi Roshetavis Me'oilom Kivini Loch. This is the symbol of bituchen, of emina, that a person can go through the worst and the hardest holding on to this makkel, holding on to this kayach that the Rebbeinu Shleilem gives every person in any time, in any age, sir, if you just hold on to the Rebbeinu Shleilem. As Shleim HaMelech, the Gemara says, Shleim HaMelech was Melech HaKol HaOlam, most powerful king ever. And then Shleim HaMelech, through the Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, the battle, the Gemara says the whole Maisa. And the end, he was Molachal, his country, then the Yerushalayim. And then he was thrown out of his palace. Well, the Besoif, Toan Molach al Makloi. He was Melech on his Makl. Chaim Shmulevitz, Chassadik Ruch, used to say, how can a Melech be a king on a stick? Be a king on a country, can be on a town, can be a king at least on a palace. Some kings maybe are not even kings on their own palace, but at least they've got some quarters, some resemblance of a kingdom. But a king on a stick? Who's seen a king on a stick? So Chaim Shulevitz used to say, Shleima HaMelech never lost his dignity as a melech. He kept his malchus wherever he was. I am a melech, I'm a ben melech. How did he do it? Makloi, may oilam kivini loch. Molach ha-makloi, he was a melech. And the Sefer Panei Achruzu, the Mechaber of Panei Achruzu, one of the Rishonim called Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Sheshes, one of the Baalei Teitzos. It's brought down many times by the Mefarshim. The Sefer Panei Achruzu, in last week's Parsha Vayetze, says that Yankov Avinu took shemen, and he poured the shemen al Reisha after the Chulam by Yachlev and the Selim Mitzvah, he made him his Beach, and he took oil and he poured it on his Beach. Where did he have oil from? Everything was taken away from him. Oil? That's what he had. Look the Paneach Ruzu, in the stick it was hollow, and he put oil, he kept oil in the stick, in this makro. And why did he put oil there? So that he should have shemen to learn Torah by night. Although he was learning the stomach about prayer, he didn't have any swarm with him, but to keep him awake, he had this oil with him. This is the Vayitzek Shemen Aloysha. This is the Panaya Chuzo. This means something. It's not just a Maiser, telling a Maiser of Shtetl, teaching us an important lesson. This oil, to learn Torah, is the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Ours Chus HaKiyum, the Chol HaDeiris, is only the Chus of Torah. We say in Philip in the email, Eilu Nishir Rak HaTorah Azais. Torah keeps Am Yisrael. Philip is part of Am Yisrael. Am Zi Yitzatali Tenosi Yitzatayrus. But Tfilah is Shayach, Tfilah by Emes Oilem as well. Not on the Madrega of Zeuche Chastirovois, they don't have the Mistrogim of Tfilah, like Am Yisrael has. But the concept of Tfilah is Shayach. Hoidil Hashem Kiri Vishmoi, Hoidil Vahame Mare Loisof. Sapri Vagoi Mitzvoidoi, Bukhalam Nifli Yosof. The union of Chesed is also, Am Yisrael is built on Chesed. Rachmunim, Vashunim, Goyim Lechasudim. But the concept of chesed is shaykh afilu b'yim esodayim. It's chesed b'yim and chato. Over the shem etz b'nei noyach, part of shem etz b'nei noyach, dinim, that we will be able to live one another, together with another. Torah is pure. Torah is no shaykh v'am yisod levad. Ein shiur rak ha-Torah hazeh. The shemen which was hidden in the stick, the Ma'olam Kivini Loch is the Koyach HaTorah which went through Klal Yisrael B'chol HaDeiros to learn to be Dovik in Torah Mitzvahs, to remember that Torah is Gehaim Chayayini V'erich Yomayini V'hem Le'ega Yoyimam V'loylo V'avoscha Atos V'lemeni Le'olam. When Eve comes and opens up the Gemara, he opens up a Chimish, he opens up a Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, whatever safe it is, and he learns Torah, at that moment he's Dovik in the Rabbein Shlech. Dovid HaMelech, when he said, Mu Ushev Lashem Kol Tagmiloi Yoloi, when he's thanking the Rebbeinu Shleilom for all the Chassudim, he concludes this Mizmor, he says, Lecho Ezbach Zevach Toidu, Yivishayim Hashem Ekru, Nedurai Lashem Ashalai, Nedgenu Lechol Amoi, Lechatsuiz Beit Hashem Besecheichi Yerushalayim Halalita. What is the Toidu that David HaMelech is to bring? You can't just bring a Toidu stamp, but you can be in a Dover. Maybe b'derech l'dova. But when Yalkut states, l'cho ezbach zevach toidu, you know how I used to give a toidu to Rebbeinu Shalom? If the shayim Hashem echo, the Gemara is up to me, in Ruchat HaKuf Aluf HaMadalot, minayin lebirchas ha-toyreh. How do we know that you have to say birchas ha-toyreh before learning? Shenema ki shayim Hashem echo, hovi goydel eletayim. Look to Masho. Ki shayim Hashem echo, Kol ha-Torah kila shmoysov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishayim Hashem Etchel, this is the Bet HaTorah. Whatever safe you open, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebapeh, every word of Torah, Kishayim Hashem Etchel, is Hovi Goydel, Le'Lekeini is Birchot HaTorah. So Shayim Hashem Etchel refers to the Bet HaTorah. So David HaMelech, who had this Zer, when he used to point to the Zer who saved the with the koyach that he had, which saved his life, the Rebbeinu Shlom saved his life. The real tzaddik, Iko Avdecho. The choez bach zevach toidu. How do I thank you, Rebbeinu Shlom? I bring a kov, I bring another kov, I bring kovonis the whole time. If Hashem Hashem ekru, limit that Torah, to be shaykh to Torah, to support Torah, anything which is connected to the Hashem Hashem ekru, Shemoyisur Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way I'll thank the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Chatzor is Beis Hashem. What's the Chatzor is Beis Hashem? B'Sechech Yerushalayim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Oim Des Hoi Ragleini B'Shurayich Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Abniyo Kishchibo Yachto, Sheshomu Lishvutim Shifte Ko Eidus Yisrael Hoidus Hashem Hashem, Kishomu Yoshi Kisoyt Lemishpot, Kisoyt Lebeis Dovid. In Chagal, the Kisoyt Lemishpot, Kisoyt Lebeis Dovid, what the yeshivas, the Torah, that David HaMelech learned in Yerushalayim. Shiftei ka eidis yisrael lehoidais, the hoidua that David HaMelech gave was the limit of Torah he learned in Yerushalayim. Now, Rabbi Yisai, after understanding the Indian, the Chia, first of all, that every Yid has, to thank the Rabbi Yisrael and Mechal Eitzim and Mechal Rega, and the Charedim brings the Shema Ben Yoyne and the Chayvus Havovas. That's a mitzvah, the Torah, to show thanks to the Rebbeinu Shleimer. After understanding that the way of expressing Torah is through Limud HaTorah, because that's our unique connection with the Rebbeinu Shleimer. Of a self-kosov, tefillah is the way of doing Haidur. So how does it connect tefillah and Torah? And the answer is, a person can be mispavel, and we are mispavel, and we say the same word 3 times a day. We say Moide Menach Ninoch, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shleimer and Tzelcho Shepchal Yirimuni. We say it, and let's say we do say it with Kavona sometime. Not easy, say again and again and again, but we try to say with Kavona. But to prove that a person emes feels chesed, connection to the Rebbeinu Shleimer for the chesed he's done, the Shulchan Aruch tells us after tefillah, let's see your Torah to the Rebbeinu Shleimer. L'chu'el v'chzevach Torah i'b'shem Hashem Echad. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch after tefillah, Acha sheyotzeh beis hakneses is finished davening, learn something. That is the mile of limud haTorah after tefillah. To prove the Haidur was genuine. So when you go and you learn every morning after tefillah, whatever it is, a halacha, half an hour, it's an hour, whatever a person can, because he's a shtabbos, according to what he feels he gives Haidur to the Rebbeinu Shleimer. If you want to be mekayim lechoez b'chzevach toidu v'shem Hashem echo, Dukhtim still mechaber and shulchan aruch, this is the way. Yelchi mechayel echoil, take after the tefillah, learn something. Because learning limud haTorah is the connection to the Rebbeinu Shleimer through Chidur v'shem Hashem Echo. And this is our chiyuv to remember, our chizik we have to take out, the kibbeh makli avati siyad nazeh. This makl has been through Klal Yisrael from Yankov Avini, ad soif kol adoros, ad sheyovoi melech haMashiach. With this makl, he'll hold this makl. What does Mashiach need a makl for? He'll take this makkel that Am Yisrael has had through all the generations, the Va'olam Kivin Eloch, the Shemen, this oil which was in the makkel which lightens up the Koyach HaTorah. We're only a few days before the Heilige Chag of Chanukah. Chanukah, Shemen, Ne Mitzvah V'Torah Oyer. This helps Klal Yisrael through Al Yedei Kohanecho HaKdoshim, through the Yevunim, Sh'omdi Al Klal Yisrael, Vashkichon Torah Sechel. The chizuk that we take now the day before Chanukah and Bechlal, Bechol Eitzah, Bechol Shul, to remember our chassudim, what we owe to the Rebbeinu Shem, to Yerutzayim, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us the chizuk, the chaskus, that we should be able to feel this connection, to learn Torah, to be mechazik alimud haTorah, the miyichad after tefillah, and we should be zoicha, lechu'ez b'chzevach Torah v'shem Hashem Echo, shtei t'hoidi l'Hashem k'tei, one thanks to Rebbeinu Shem on the Ova, ki le'oilam chastei, Rebbeinu Shem should mashbiah, that we should continue to see chesed v'rachmin, Rebbeinu Shem should bench all of us, v'ashpoas teivas, v'tshefa, v'rucha, v'atzlocha, v'siyata d'shmaye, shu mechaget our minim, b'tuchan, Rebbeinu Shem, al d'veikis b'Hashem, every yid, wherever he is, should have chizuk, and the Vaikis Hashem, and together we should be zeicher to see the Geila Shleimer, the Skalat by Malchus Shavayim, to see the Melech HaMashiach, the only Reicha Malach HaMoyer with the Makkel B'Yudoi, and take us all to Eretz Yisrael, and hire of your many Umar.